2 Timothy 3:16 through 17 says, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work." How wonderful it is that today we can study from the Word of God, and that we can do this by way of the radio. Thank you so much for joining me today as we study from God's holy and inspired Word. My name is Jason Gann. Today we are going to begin a study that we hope to continue throughout the rest of this week through Friday. Tomorrow we will continue this study, and Wednesday, Thursday, and then, as I say, we will conclude on Friday. So please join us each day at 12:15 for this study. This study is going to be on a book of the Bible. This will be a textual study. It will be a study of a book that we may not look at all that much, but we know that every book in the Bible is very important. Every book in the Bible is God-breathed. And because of this, we know that if God has taken the time to reveal this unto man, that man needs to take the time to study what God has to say. The book that we are going to be studying is the book of Jude. This is called the Epistle of Jude. The word epistle means letter. So this is the letter of Jude. And if you have your Bible handy, please turn to the book of Jude. It has been said about the book of Acts that the book of Acts is considered the Acts of the Apostles, because in the book of Acts we can read so much about the Apostles and the early history of the Church of Christ. Well, the book of Jude, it has also been said, is a kind of book about Acts, except this isn't a book about the Acts of the Apostles primarily. This is the book that is considered the Acts of the Apostates. In other words, the Acts of the Unfaithful. Verse 1 begins by saying, "Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father, and preserved in Jesus Christ, and called." The very first verse of this epistle tells us who is the inspired writer of it. The inspired writer is Jude. Which Jude was this, one may ask? Well, there are different thoughts about which Jude this was. Little is known about the author of this brief epistle, and due to the scarce information, there is some disagreement also over which James is identified here. Jude, though, sees by writing this short introduction that this was sufficient enough to identify himself. And it would appear that being known as the brother of James was sufficient, indicating that James was well known. Since the name Jude is synonymous or the same as the name Judas, this writer would not identify himself simply as Jude the Apostle or Judas. This would disassociate Jude from the traitor Judas. So we know that this Jude here is, of course, not Judas Iscariot, who has already committed suicide by this point. We know about Jude that his name was Jude. First, we know that he was a servant of Jesus Christ and that he was the brother of James. It is widely believed that the James referred to in verse 1 was the James who is often mentioned in Scripture. We see in the book of Acts chapter 15 where this James is mentioned. Also see that this James is also mentioned in the book of Galatians, chapter 1. And we also see that this James is mentioned in the book of Galatians, chapter 2. In Matthew chapter 13, verse 55, And to see the context, we can look at verse 53. And it came to pass that when Jesus had finished these parables, he departed thence. And he was come into his own country. He taught them in their synagogue, insomuch that they were astonished, and said, Whence hath this man this wisdom and these mighty works? Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary? And his brethren James and Joseph and Simon and Judas, and his sisters, are they not all with us? Whence then hath this man all these things? And so we see here that Jesus had some half-brothers and he had some half-sisters. Of course, Jesus' mother is Mary. Jesus, though, is eternal. We learn that from John chapter 1. Jesus came to this earth through the physical line of Abraham and David, and thus through Mary. Jesus' father was not Joseph. Jesus' father was and is God. Joseph and Mary, though, did have some children. They had, we learn here, James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas, and also they had some daughters. What their names were, we know not. Those are not revealed in Scripture, but we do know that they did have some daughters. One named Judas here is considered by many to be the Jude that writes this epistle, the epistle of Jude. Matthew chapter 1 reveals unto us in verse 25 and verse 24, Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife. Joseph had just been told that a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Joseph was told that this prophecy was going to be fulfilled, and that this prophecy from Isaiah was going to be fulfilled by Mary, who would be the virgin to have a child, the Son of God. So Joseph then, he gets up from his sleep, he did as the angel had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. So we see that Joseph did not know Mary until Jesus had been born, until she had brought forth her firstborn son. And after that time, we learn that Joseph and Mary do have children. And we have just looked at what their names were. We learn from Matthew chapter 12, beginning with verse 46, While he yet talked to the people, behold, his mother and his brethren stood without, desiring to speak with him. Then one said unto him, Behold, thy mother and thy brethren stand without, desiring to speak with thee. But he answered and said unto him that told him, Who is my mother, and who are my brethren? And he stretched forth his hand toward his disciples and said, Behold, my mother and my brethren. He goes on to say, For whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother. So Jesus emphasizes that the spiritual family is more important than the physical family. So back then to the Epistle of Jude, verse 1. Many believe Jude to be the half-brother of Jesus Christ. And he is so humble, it is believed that he does not refer to Jesus as his half-brother, but rather he realizes that Jesus is his master, and thus he proclaims himself to be the servant of Jesus Christ. And he says that he is the brother of James. And he goes on to say who this epistle is written to. To them that are sanctified, that means set apart by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called. We understand from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 14, whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So God calls us through the gospel. And it shall be in our intent tomorrow to continue the study of the gospel. as we study continually from the Epistle of Jude. We want to encourage you this day that if you have not become a Christian, that you do so by hearing the Word of God, Romans 10:17, believing that Jesus is the Son of God, Mark 16:16, repenting of your sins, Acts 2:38, confessing that Jesus is the Son of God, Matthew 10:32, and by being baptized, you can become a Christian, Acts 2:38. You must live faithfully unto death, Revelation 2:10. If you've gone astray as a Christian, you need to repent, Acts 8:22, and you need to confess your sins, 1 John 1, verse 9. Please join us again as we go deeper into the book of Jude.